Hi, this is Tiffany the Last with PiratePods.com, and I'm on the phone with Zebedee Rays.
Hello, Tiffany.
I've got the trio, Adam, Danny, and Josh.
Hello.
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 So it's morning here, and you guys are well into your day in England. How's it going over there?
It's lovely. It's sunny, and it's sunny for a change. So we're happy. Sunday afternoon, so it's all good here.
So first off, how long have you guys been together, and where did you guys come up with the name Zebedee Rays?
We've been together like 3 years now. But we were thinking of a name for a long time, and we couldn't decide on a name. So it's just like one of my friends works for a company called Zebedee Displays, and we're like, yeah, it's got a good ring to it. So we sort of just adapted that because we thought there's so many bands that we enjoy that we sort of it's got a good name to it, and we're just like sort of writing music, and we thought the name will come with the music. So it was really hard to like decide on a name, so we just went with something that sounded right to us. So there's not a big meaning behind it, but
now, very unique. You don't get too many Z's. Anything starting with Z.
With Z, yeah.
I have a couple questions listening to your music. Of course, I haven't seen you live, but I got to check out some of your cool videos.
Yeah, we've just done our new video, so it's up on the net at the moment, so you have to check it out. Our new single, This Generation, we really enjoy just playing live because that's what we really get our like, buzz from, so.
I saw that Brick Lane video.
Yeah, that's a friend Ben did that video for us. But it was just like the first time we went to, the first time I went to London. It's just like Brick Lane is like a place in London. It's really, really cool place. It just like meant a lot to me, and it's the songs sort of came hand in hand. It's sort of, but we like, and then we recorded the video when we were down in London. We played our first show in London, so we did all the filming then.
I listen to your music because I'm from California. It really reminds me of skateboarding. Do you guys skateboard?
Yeah. I love skateboarding. Nowadays, I don't have the time to be there, but I used to skateboard a lot. I mean, I used to like watching like old skating videos with like Danny Way and stuff from like California, like first like ramp skating and stuff. It's like really, really good. Like Santa Cruz and stuff. Like just watching videos about the first skateboards and like single fishtail skateboards and stuff. Absolutely love it. And like Day One Song and Ronnie Mullen, and just like absolutely love skateboarding. The whole scene and the surfing scene, that's what we miss over here. Mm-hmm. You know, the hot weather and the surf, do you know what I mean? Like, it'd be cool to love to get over to California. I haven't been over yet. I've been to like the East Coast, like Florida and stuff, but California, just like, sounds like a really good place to be. My friends have just been playing in they went to South by Southwest and they did a few shows in LA and stuff. So, yeah, it sounds really good. I really want to get over there. So.
I was noticing in one of your videos that you're not afraid to play the cowbell.
No, yeah, that's true, yeah. It's just kind of something we sort of incorporated just to sort of make things a bit different, really. I think we use it in about two or three of our songs. I've played with Adam for about 8 years now, so we work really well together. And then the same with Dan, we just all three of us, I think, just sort of gel so well, and sort of both in the studio and in our live show, I think we sort of come together really well. I think it's a good combination.
Yeah, love it. I hope you guys get to come out to California. It sounds like that's something you guys want to do.
Oh, definitely. It's something we've always talked about. We always love to do it. Any country, really. We've sort of looked about expanding into Europe and things, but America and California would be amazing.
I noticed on your upcoming schedule you've got two festivals this summer, and I think you went to a festival last year. So what's the festival scene like in the UK?
There's a great festival scene in the UK. What we really love, last year we were booked to play some festivals, and these festivals are very, very low-key. But they were absolutely amazing. The atmosphere was better than the bigger festivals like Glastonbury and Reading. Amazing. And to play those festivals was an absolute treat. And we went down a storm, and they've asked us to play again this year, and we can't wait. We're looking forward to it.
So how often do you guys play live?
We play live very often. Not as much this year. But we do plan to tour in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Usually we play at least once a week. Wow. And but hopefully we hope to get on the road this summer, tour it. Yeah, really looking forward to it.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say to your fans or any shout outs?
Yeah, we're good friends with this band called The Lovers. They've recently played South by Southwest over there, and they've been playing LA. Oh. So we'd really like to give those guys a big shout out to the Lovers crew and everyone that has supported us, all our fans, and thanks so much for letting us do this.
Well, thank you for your time, and we're piratepods.com, and we like to end our interviews with a pirate impression or a pirate arvs or joke of some sort.
I like it. Okay.
Arr, 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 arr